If you would, please turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, we're going to begin reading in verse 17. And it says, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, for today, be with everyone here and be with this message and use it according to your will and your way, and give me the words you would have me to say, and be with everyone here in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So starting, once there was a farmer who had invented his own type of fertilizer. It hasn't been tested yet, but he knew it was going to work. So the beginning of the season, he had put down his fertilizer, but many of his friends had told him no. Well, at the end of the season, he reaped what he sowed, and he didn't get much because his fertilizer didn't work. That's sort of like how we are as Christians. We all have a will of our own and have something we want to do, and it can sometimes get us into trouble. We need to make sure we put the Lord into the driver's seat in our lives and follow his will.
Amen.
So first, we have to follow God's will, not man's will. Because when we have questions concerning the Lord, we should go to spiritual elders like Brother Rutherford, even spiritual, strong people that are strong in the Lord and have that daily relationship with the Lord.
Okay.
When we put more trust in a man than the Lord, we are setting our own selves up for disaster later on in life. Because man will always lead to destruction. We need to make sure we fully rely on the Lord, and he will lead us down a path that doesn't lead to disaster. But sometimes God's will may not seem beneficial to us at first. At first, when the Lord reveals his will to us, it may not seem to benefit us or have any gain towards us, because we want something that will benefit us right away. We may want to follow our own will because it seems better and it will benefit us. But our flesh's will never coincide with what the Lord's will is. Sometimes the Lord tests our faith in him, and when he does, if we trust in him during those hard times, our faith will be tested and our faith will become stronger in the end. There are also consequences to following our own will. If you look at verse 18 of this passage, it says, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ." Verse 18 tells us that when we follow our own will and not the Lord's, we will become enemies of the Lord. And if you look in verse 19, it says, "whose end is destruction." When we follow our own will, it will lead down a path of destruction, and it will not be pretty in the end. The Lord's will for us. The will of the Lord is different for each believer. Each believer has a different will from the Lord in their lives. The Lord directs each where they should go. But first we have to be looking for where he is at work. There may be one person that the Lord's will is to be a foreign missionary, or maybe another is to be a member of a church. The Lord has a different will for each person. The Lord will reveal his will in his own time. We need to make sure we wait for the Lord and wait for him to reveal where he is working, and don't jump into anything before we see where he is or his will is for us. Because if we jump into anything and ask the Lord to bless it, we aren't following him, we're doing our own will.
Hey.
But how do we know what his will is for us? Well, number one, we need to make sure we have a daily relationship with the Lord and make sure that we are looking and praying and asking the Lord to show us where his will is for us. We also need to make sure we look for what the Lord is working around us, and if we are looking, the Lord will reveal to us in his own time where he would have us to go. But we also need to make sure that we are fully allowing the Lord to lead in our lives. Because if we don't allow the Lord to lead fully, he will never be the Lord of our lives. Because if we fully put our trust, if we don't put our full trust in the Lord, he'll never fully lead us where he would have us to go. And number three, the Lord is the one that we should strive to live for. If you would please turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And in verse 2 it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove it is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We should strive to live in the will of the Lord and not fit in this world, because we are not of this world, we are pilgrims. We can never fit into this world and be in the middle of the Lord's will. They never can work together. It's either one or the other. You either live in the Lord's will or fit in. When we strive to live for Him, it is going to be hard. When we live for the Lord's will, we will face hard times and even persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution." This means that if we live for the Lord and strive to live in His will, we will face hard times and even maybe persecution. We have the Lord with us during these hard times, even though it may seem that He's not there for us. The Lord will be with us during every hard time we face, but sometimes we are too focused on our own selves that we don't see that He is there with us. We just have to put our full trust in Him during those hard times and not go to a man or any other earthly thing. Because during these tough times, we often go to man or other worldly things, but those lead to destruction and long pain. But when we go to the Lord, it will bring joy and peace. And they will never bring, the earthly things will never bring us through tough times. Only the Lord can lead us through the tough times properly. Worldly things can never bring us through tough times without bringing regret and pain. We need to make sure that we fully trust the Lord in these tough times and give our full body to Him. And in concluding, during these hard times, we need to make sure that we go to the Lord and follow His will, even though it may seem that we may lose friends or we may be laughed at for it. But in the end, the Lord is the one we should be living for and not man's will. The Lord is the only one that we should strive to live for. We're not to please man, because man will always lead us down our own path, whether we know it or not. God will always be there for us, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. So during these hard times, we need to make sure we go to the Lord and not to man. Brother.